Welcome to 10 Minute Talks. I'm your host, Lane Pfeiffer, and if you're looking for a short podcast that leaves you wanting more, you're at the right place. On 10 Minute Talks, we discuss any and all topics that affect both the people and the world around them. Most episodes, we'll bring on a guest star to join in on the conversation as either affected by, knowledgeable of, or against the topic at hand. So now that you know what our little show is about, sit back, grab your favorite snack or drink if you will, and enjoy the ride, because it's about to get interesting. Hey there, long time no here. As always, I hope this episode is finding you well, and in this week's episode, we'll be talking about feminism, the different forms of feminism, and we'll even be talking about the great Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the kind of feminist she was, and the legacy she left behind for the future of feminism. Gosh, I don't think I've ever said feminism so many times in a single sentence or statement. Anyways, so you're probably asking why we're talking about feminism today, and the main reason is because I'm currently in my first semester at the University of Kansas, and I'm actually enrolled in a women's gender and sexuality studies class. And for our first unit, we've been discussing all things feminism. So when I was assigned this project to discuss, you know, the unit's topic and everything, I instantly knew that I had to do a podcast episode because, let's be honest here, essays are overrated and I love to talk. Like, it's almost unbelievable how much I love to talk and just how much more fun I have with it. So anyways, with that being said, let's get into it. To begin with, let's discuss the meaning of feminism. Now, in all actuality, there is no exact definition to the word, and, you know, like, there is, don't get me wrong, but truth be told, I'm only really saying this because we've been trying to determine the meaning of the word feminism for weeks now in my women, gender, and sexualized class, and despite not being able to find the word, like a legitimate definition for the word in a single statement, we've been able to determine the meanings behind the different forms of feminism. Specifically, you have radical, revolutionary, and reform. Given the words, I'm sure most of you who are listening have a general idea as to what each of these different branches of feminism means. However, let's take a deeper look into it. Now, don't judge me here, but I did ask Google for the definitions just because, like, thought that would be exact, most part. So according to Google, radical feminism entails a progressive recording of society in which male supremacy is eliminated in all social and economic contexts, while also recognizing that women's experiences are affected by other social divisions, including race, class, and sexual orientation. The second form of feminism we'll be discussing today's episode is revolutionary, which, according to Google, is a school of feminism that is associated with the promotion of a women-only space, political separation, lesbianism, bringing direct action to the changes in society that need to be made in order to provide equal opportunities for women. But last but certainly not least, we are also going to be discussing about reform feminism, which is primarily concerned with promoting social equality between women and men of the same class, which in most cases pertains to the upper middle class. Basically, every part of feminism, these different branches, these different definitions hold a certain role to what feminism is today and what has been since the very beginning. And now that we're all familiar with the different levels of feminism, our next topic for today's episode involves discussing one of the most well-known and celebrated feminists of the 21st century, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. With how she spent her life advocating for women's and men's rights, deciding to talk about RBG was a no-brainer. After all, she fought tirelessly for gender equality laws, battled sexism in her own life and career, not to mention juggling motherhood, taking care of her cancer-stricken husband, while also being in law school herself. Not to mention, she co-founded the Women's Rights Project in the ACLU and was appointed by President Carter as a federal judge in 1980, only for President Bill Clinton in 1993 for her to become the second female Supreme Court justice ever. How she did it all, I truly have, like, no clue. Like, I'm astounded by how much this woman did in her life. Other than how awesome RBG is, we'll also be discussing what kind of feminist she was. And after doing quite a bit of research and putting our current knowledge of the different forms of feminism together, it's most clear to me that RBG was a radical feminist. And you're probably asking why. And in that case, you know, let me tell you. Like most radical feminists, Ruth's main goal was to eliminate the idea of women's work and men's work. She recognized from her own personal experiences, along with the experiences of those around her, of the constant struggle and discrimination women face in education, the workplace, at home, and in their own relationships. While mainly speaking up for women's rights, in a majority of landmark cases she brought up to the Supreme Court as a lawyer for the ACLU, more often than not, her clients were men that were making claims that women were making. According to the New York Times, one example of this involves a man named Stephen Winsenfield from New Jersey who lost his wife during childbirth. And fortunate as it is, being a single father and rather a widowed father, Stephen wanted to work less and spend more time with his son, but discovered that only widows and now widowers were allowed benefits and payments from Social Security. This case obviously sparked something in RBG to confront the Supreme Court about the stereotype between mothers and fathers, along with what they do in the family, which she won, and a very proud, strong case she had made in regards to, you know, for so long, men were seen as the breadwinners, and there was coming a time where women were working, or, you know, in Stephen's case, he lost his wife and the mother to his child in childbirth. So, of course, when he wasn't receiving these benefits, whenever he wanted to work less and spend more time with his son, it made sense that, of course, RBG would stand up and advocate for his rights, because it was showing the Supreme Court that, you know, men were also dealing with these struggles. So if they're wanting to protect men so badly, then we need to, you know, look at it from both perspectives, that both men and women are treated unequally and that we need to fix it. RBG is also well known for cases involving abortion rights, fighting against the men-only policy at the Virginia Military School, along with stricting down the death penalty for juveniles, not to mention standing up for women's rights to receive an equal pay for the same job as their male peers and colleagues. Always striving to create radical change, RBG became an icon for women's and men's rights early on in her career. However small and quiet this woman may have been, her character was determined, well-spoken, and heard, otherwise known as a powerhouse. I mean, she was incredible and unstoppable, and I know she was a really small woman. Like, if you look at photos of this woman, she is short as all hell, but she's got a loud voice. She makes a presence when she walks into the room, and it was amazing to see all of the things that she had accomplished. And you know, it wasn't even a short amount of time. She had been in office for a very long time, and the amount of things that she was able to accomplish and bring to the Supreme Court is just baffling in one way or another. It's honestly believed that she's the most well-known Supreme Court justice because of the fact that her name was plastered on posters, t-shirts, mugs, etc. since 2013, and only continues to grow every day, even though it's only been a year since she passed away, which is honestly crazy to think about because it doesn't feel like it was a year ago already. But her legacy still continues to this day, along with everything she ever fought for. I mean, she truly changed American history for the better. She made a radical change that is unstoppable and unbreakable. Once you make those changes, there's no going back. And, you know, kudos to RBG for doing everything that she had ever done and being the feminist icon that she is, or was, I guess is the better way to say it. But anyways, we're close to time and everything, and I can only have this episode be about 6 to 8 minutes. It's probably going to be going on a lot longer. It's probably going to be more around 10, and I'm sorry in advance to anyone that's listening. As always, I hope this episode finds you well and that you learned something new today, because I know that I sure did. I sure found a passion, too, for feminism and everything that RBG ever did, because honestly, it was amazing. But anyways, we're close on time, so with that, here comes that outro. Well, that's our show. See, I told you, sweet and savory. Feel free to tune back in next week for another episode. As always, stay informed, stay interesting, and be kind to others.